space technologies are fantastic. They have a great impact in terms of visibility, in terms of cooperation, of planning, and also of communication. We use space technologies in two ways. First, for communication. Our country offices use satellite communications when they cannot do anything else. We also provide satellite communication to remote populations, for example, internet connectivity to some schools or to some youth programs or to some villages which are in a difficult situation and who could not have internet otherwise. And second subject is imagery and analysis of imageries. And this is changing the way we monitor and we plan our projects. When we have a map and satellite images on top of the map, everything becomes much more clear.
And I wonder if you can give us an example of that technology and function in practice.
Yes, in Mali. And in northern Mali, you know, it's a region with nice cities like Timbuktu, Mopti, Gao, Kidal, where you cannot go anymore without being accompanied by the MINUSMA.
And for people who may not be familiar with, first of all, those cities, there may be people who may not know the significance of those cities and why you can't go there without MINUSMA, which is the UN's mission in Mali.
There was a war in Mali in 2012-2013. And effectively, Timbuktu is a treasure of the planet. And there are people living in all those cities. So we are rebuilding the infrastructure after they have been destroyed by the terrorists during the war. So we are mandated to rebuild the public infrastructures in these cities. And in Timbuktu, we have used a satellite map to monitor the reconstruction. How did it improve and where we are today? So today we can have a nice map of Timbuktu with some images of what we did and the impacts also of what we did. We can see now some markets which have reappeared around the public infrastructure that were rebuilt. We can see also what remains to be done. There is a road crossing Timbuktu which is destroyed. It was an asphalt road. Now it's just a sand track. So it was taking you 15 minutes before the war to cross Timbuktu. Now it's more than 2 hours. So we know what we have done, we see the impact, and we know what we can do now in the future.
Let's talk about the future, because part of the reason that you're here for this conference is to look ahead to the Sustainable Development Goals and development to 2030.
We want to use satellite imagery on a global scale to communicate with our donors and with the citizens of the world. To inform them on what we do, where we do it, so that they can see the progress and the use of the money they have given to us, and also the impact. And if they can then act on themselves beyond what we do, we'll be the happiest in the world to increase the impact for local population. So for us, 2030 and the satellite imagery goes together. Well, if we want to act more, if we want to interact more with any implementation partner and with all the citizens, it goes through satellite imagery and their analysis and the sharing of this analysis.
So therefore, I guess you're saying if there weren't space technology, you would not be able to do all of this. Or you would be able to do it, but it would be difficult, I guess.
It would be boring. No, the beauty of images is that you see, you understand that there is a tribunal that has been reconstructed, that you have site buildings where you can discuss with your lawyers before or after a trial, and you can see that there is a road which needs to go to the tribunal so that you can access it safely. Voilà. And in one image, it's visible. It can be in a 30 pages report, but it's more boring.